Two simple words in a tweet over the weekend were a thundercrack for New England basketball fans. The tweet was, "Celtics pride." And it came from four-time All-Star Al Horford. The 30-year-old Atlanta Hawks forward has accepted a four-year, $113 million deal to join the Celtics. It's the biggest free agent signing for the Celts in decades. For more on this, we're joined by Kyle Draper, anchor and reporter for Comcast Sportsnet New England. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Deb. How you doing today?
Okay. Well, tell us about Horford. Why would the Celtics put up this kind of money for him?
Well, like you mentioned, he's a four-time All-Star. He's one of the top players in the game. And, you know, his stats might not be flashy, Deb, but around 15.7 rebounds or so. But this guy has been to the playoffs nearly every year of his career. He is one of those locker room guys that just totally impacts the team more than stats. He's a really good defender, and he fills a need the Celtics have. They were kind of thin in the front court, and to get a four-time All-Star as a free agent, like you mentioned, perhaps the biggest free agent signing in the history of the Celtics, this is huge for this franchise.
How do you think it's going to change or remake the team?
Well, you know, on the floor, I think, you know, it just upgrades the talent of the team. You have a guy that can not only score and knock down three-pointers and the mid-range jump shot, score around the basket, he can also defend, which is very key in this game. We saw in the NBA Finals, Kevin Love had one of the all-time great defensive series when he was able to defend Steph Curry. And so Al Horford is an even better defender, and you need guys like that. I think just in terms of the image of Boston, the city of Boston, the franchise of the Celtics, since we haven't had a free agent this big choose the Celtics, it shows that the Celtics are headed on the right track, and this is signals to other free agents that, you know what, Boston is a city that maybe I should consider. The Celtics are a franchise I should consider.
You know, Horford's father told the Boston Globe that one of the factors here in terms of deciding to join the Celtics was the passion of Boston fans. Is it unusual to have that be a factor in a decision like this?
Yeah, a little bit, because when you look at, you know, some of the NBA players around the league, they always say our fans are the best fans. Well, we know Atlanta, even though it's a great city, it's not a great sports town. And his father mentioned that about how, you know, when they were in Atlanta, you know, it would be half empty, Al Horford thought. And then you come to Boston and have that kind of crowd day in and day out. I mean, and so the fans got to take some credit for this signing. It's, you know, I don't know if the signing would have occurred had he come from, let's say, New York or somewhere like that with other great fan bases. But when you look at the fan bases between Atlanta and Boston, there's a clear distinction.
You know, the Celtics are also trying to land another major player, Kevin Durant, and they've even asked Tom Brady, Patriots Tom Brady, to help join them in talks to try to get Durant to come to Boston. So where do you think the chips stack here on whether Durant might come to Boston?
I'd still say it's a long shot, but for the Celtics to even just be in the conversation this late in the game, he had his meetings over the weekend, and now he's trying to decide, should announce sometime today. Reports are that it's between Golden State, Oklahoma City, and Boston, and maybe Miami's still in the mix. But for Boston to still be in the mix at this late date says a lot about, you know, this franchise. And as big as Al Horford signing is, I think Kevin Durant would just, I mean, this is July 4th, right? This would constitute major fireworks. I mean, I think the city will be on cloud nine if he decides to come to Boston. I still say it's a long shot. However, I still think he goes back to Oklahoma City, but we'll find out today, hopefully.
And what do you think overall this recruiting mission on the part of the Celtics front office signifies, you know, for their intentions and for the team?
No, I mean, to get a guy like Tom Brady to, you know, off-season, usually Tom's out, you know, in Aruba somewhere, you know, doing some sort of exotic vacation. For him to be back on the Hamptons July 4th, which we know is a crazy weekend down there.
Yeah, that's a rough gig.
That's, I know, right? But, you know, it's amazing to get a player of that stature. And we know Kevin Durant is a fan of Tom Brady. He's tweeted about Tom Brady in the past, and so it's clear the Celtics are pulling out all the stops. We even had David Ortiz tweeting at Kevin Durant. And so they're pulling out all the stops to try to get him.
All right. Kyle Draper, an anchor and reporter for Comcast Sportsnet New England. Thanks very much for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me on.